I know amongst all the plans and the busyness of the Christmas season, we pause at this time, and to me this is a special time because it's just before the day we celebrate. So I want to ask you a question to ponder, and maybe some of you already know the answer. What does the manger, the cross, and the tomb all have in common? Anybody got an idea? They're all empty, every one of them. And if the manger were still full, salvation would be yet to be realized. If the cross were not a reality and empty, then our sins would not be forgiven. And if the grave were still full, there would be no hope, because Jesus would not have conquered death. This morning, as we meet around this table, we can celebrate the empty manger, the empty cross, and the empty tomb, because Jesus accomplished all of those for us. And because he no longer resides in those places, he chooses to reside in our hearts through the gift of his Holy Spirit. The emptiness of those places is the fullness of our lives in God's plan. Let's pray. Father, we thank you because we are so greatly reminded of your love, and this is a season of love. Father, that you have looked out for us and looked forward for us to give us hope in a wonderful time. Father, these emblems represent the cost of all that you've given to us. The body of and the flesh and blood of your Son Jesus, and the sacrifice that he gave to redeem us from our sins. So, Father, as we share these emblems together, we ask that our hearts and our minds will be grateful to you for all that you've done. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.